From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 60. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence.
It's All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I almost said these are KPR, which would be odd. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, the founder of the online platform Telegram was recently arrested in France. That has spooked the far right in the U.S.
There was a general freakout by white supremacists claiming this was the deep state finally coming in to do a censorship regime.
The service Telegram is often used by extremists to spread racist propaganda. We will tell you more coming up. Also, in this next half hour, an update of news headlines, and we will learn more about the new movie on swift horses. This was based on a novel by a Kansas native who spoke with Kay McIntyre. We will hear part of that conversation coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, providing seniors with pre-approved, vetted volunteers for transportation, home maintenance, technical support, and more. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening, we have classical music on KPR One Station's Evening Classical with Destiny. Tonight, some music about geese. Also, keeping with the bird theme, Dvorak's Wild Dove. Join us from 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
It's 3:20.
His case for more politics on campus on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listing area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:30.
Today, this is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former Neosho County Attorney Linus Thuston has pleaded guilty to the misuse of public funds. Such a conviction requires a person to forfeit his public office, but Thuston already resigned his position last month. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says Thuston also pleaded guilty to a sales tax violation. Thuston was sentenced to 30 days in jail, followed by a year of probation. He was also ordered to pay a $2,500 fine and $600 in restitution. As a condition of his probation, Thuston is prohibited from serving in public office. Nearly 70 horses in Oklahoma were killed by contaminated feed that came from Kansas. The president of Livestock Nutrition Center has admitted that a shipment of horse feed sent to a rodeo company in Oklahoma was contaminated with an additive that is toxic to horses. KWCH-TV reports that the additive is often used in cattle feed, but is dangerous to horses. A statement from the feed company says the additive likely ended up in the horse feed because of a failed clean-out procedure and a sensor malfunction. An equine veterinarian says high enough doses of the additive can lead to an acute heart attack in horses. An inmate at the Norton Correctional Facility has died. Corrections officials say 46-year-old Joshua Wilburn was found dead in his cell yesterday. An autopsy is scheduled to determine the cause of death. Wilburn was serving 1.5 years for 5 counts of violating the Kansas Offender Registration Act, stemming from prior convictions in Wisconsin. He had been incarcerated at Norton since April of this year. One of the country's last remaining vaudeville theaters is about to undergo a major facelift. Officials with the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita announced this morning that they have raised most of the funding they need for a full-scale renovation, which will start next summer. Plans call for new flooring, seats, and other updates. The director of the Orpheum says the theater is already a regional attraction, but hopes that upgrades will draw more concerts and other performances. Clear skies tonight throughout northeast and east central Kansas with a low around 60. Sunshine tomorrow with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s.
Don't get told often enough. I think when we share the pain and suffering of our history, we can ensure it doesn't happen to others.
Janet Wujongli, NPR News.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. From rural Kansas to the casinos of Las Vegas to the horse tracks of California, the new movie On Swift Horses is based on a novel by Kansas native Shannon Pufall. The book has now been turned into a movie. KPR's Kay McIntyre visited with Pufall shortly after her book came out in 2019.
In your message to reader change, and that doesn't really look anything like it looks now, it's just starting to look that way. So it was very much a kind of frontier. And I think of this as like, you know, atom bombs and the interstate system were really kind of like the Colt Revolver and the Pony Express of their time, you know? So I wanted to write a Western that was set in a modern era.
We've been listening to Shannon Pufall speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Pufall is the author of the 2019 novel Swift Horses. Pufall was born in Topeka, grew up in Barrington, and now teaches at Stanford University. A film version of her book is premiering this weekend at the Toronto International Film Festival. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on our website at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent from classics to cult. Open daily from 1 to 9 p.m. A browsable inventory is online at libertyhall.net.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up in our next 30 minutes here on KPR. We'll also learn more about the job market. And Bob Mondello visits what many people consider to be the most beautiful bookshop in the world in Portugal. We will hear his report coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 60 seconds. Clear skies tonight. Lows around 60 degrees. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence and 87 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon with a high in the upper 80s.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, then a conversation with person who works at the University of St. Andrews School of International Relations in Scotland about a major reshuffling of Ukraine's government. We'll learn about a possible bill in California that would require technology in cars warning drivers when they're going 10 miles or more over the speed limit. And we'll tell you all about the Blue Crab Wars coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
KPR's fall membership drive begins on Friday. You can help us get off to a strong start during our Power Breakfast. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. You can double the value of your pledge. $50 becomes $100, $200 becomes $400. You get the idea. Save the date. It's Friday, 7 to 8:30 a.m. Join us for KPR's Power Breakfast. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka, 88 in Manhattan. The time is 4:20.
On Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with Steve Inske, Bay Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown annual and perennial bedding plants, vegetable starts, growing supplies, advice, and more since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
88 degrees in Abilene. It is 85 in Atchison, 87 in Chanute. It is 4:30.
The State Department of Education worked diligently to stop the fraud. Barbara Sprent, NPR News, Washington.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow gained 38 points. The Nasdaq lost 52. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former Neosho County Attorney Linus Thuston has pleaded guilty to the misuse of public funds. Such a conviction requires a person to forfeit his public office, but Thuston already resigned his position last month. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says Thuston also pleaded guilty to a sales tax violation. Thuston was sentenced to 30 days in jail, followed by a year of probation. He was also ordered to pay a $2,500 fine and $600 in restitution. As a condition of his probation, Thuston is prohibited from serving in public office. The Geary County Sheriff's Office has identified a person who drowned over the weekend in Milford Lake. KSNT reports that the drowning victim is 29-year-old Ismail Wehalgo, a soldier at nearby Fort Riley. Witnesses say he was seen swimming Saturday near some buoys when he went under the water and did not resurface. Bystanders recovered him about 10 minutes later and tried to revive him, but they were unsuccessful. One of the nation's last remaining vaudeville theaters is about to undergo a major facelift. Officials with the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita announced this morning that they have raised most of the funding they need for a full-scale renovation, which will begin next summer. Plans call for new flooring, seats, and other updates. Orpheum director Stacy Olden says the theater is already a regional attraction, but the upgrades will draw more concerts and other performances.
When this theater is restored, the value is going to feel completely different, and I do think this community is just going to embrace it fully.
The project is estimated to cost $9.5 million. Supporters are hoping to raise the final $2.6 million needed as part of a new Second Century campaign. The Orpheum opened in 1922 as a vaudeville theater. It will close for about a year during the restoration project. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas. Clear skies tonight, low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, slight chance of showers and storms with lows around 60 degrees. On Friday, sunny and cooler, highs topping out in the upper 70s. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4:35. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition will be coming your way, answering lots of critical questions. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the U.S. government has accused Russia of trying to interfere with this year's elections and announced some new steps to counter those actions. Shannon Bond has the full story. And we will learn more about the handful of state attorneys general filing a new lawsuit requesting the courts to block the Biden administration from attempting a new round of student loan forgiveness. The details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU School of Music presenting their annual collage concert, open to the public, featuring students and faculty to benefit the school's Student Opportunity Fund, September 17th at the Lead Center of Kansas. Details at music.ku.edu.
Clear skies tonight, lows around 60, sunshine tomorrow with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the upper 80s, cooling off once we head toward the weekend. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR News, Finance and HR Rockstars, and from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
With the school year starting and summer winding down, it can be hard to adjust your routines. But when it comes to news, Morning Edition does the work for you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. Lows around 60 tonight. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka, 88 in Abilene. The time is 5:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. also at 89.9 FM in Atchison and many other frequencies all across the state. And we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also access our material through the app, KPR app. We have one for iOS and one for Android.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll learn more about concerns over the online platform Telegram. The founder was recently arrested in France. Then we are going to hear an excerpt from a conversation between Kay McIntyre and Kansas native Shannon Pufall. Pufall wrote a book called On Swift Horses that has been made into a film. It's going to premiere this weekend. We will hear what Shannon Pufall has to say about the inspiration for her book and this movie coming up on KPR.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
I want to remind you that we have the BBC Proms broadcast coming up Friday night. This time around, an orchestra made up of young Arab and Israeli musicians and its co-founder, Daniel Barenboim. They'll be performing Brahms' violin concerto, also some Schubert. Join us Friday night at 7 o'clock on KPR One stations for the BBC Proms.
Support for NPR
coming from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 5:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The former Neosho County Attorney Linus Thuston has pleaded guilty to the misuse of public funds. Such a conviction requires a person to forfeit his public office, but Thuston already resigned his position last month. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says Thuston also pleaded guilty to a sales tax violation. Thuston was sentenced to 30 days in jail, followed by a year of probation. He was also ordered to pay a $2,500 fine and $600 in restitution. As a condition of his probation, Thuston is prohibited from serving in public office. Nearly 70 horses in Oklahoma were killed by contaminated feed that came from Kansas. The president of Livestock Nutrition Center has admitted that a shipment of horse feed sent to a rodeo company in Oklahoma was contaminated with an additive that is toxic to horses. KWCH-TV reports that the additive is often used in cattle feed, but it's dangerous to horses. A statement from the feed company says the additive likely ended up in the horse feed because of a failed clean-out procedure and a sensor malfunction. An equine veterinarian says high enough doses of the additive can lead to an acute heart attack in horses. An inmate at the Norton Correctional Facility has died. Corrections officials say 46-year-old Joshua Wilburn was found dead in his cell yesterday. An autopsy is scheduled to determine the cause of death. Wilburn was serving 1.5 years for 5 counts of violating the Kansas Offender Registration Act, stemming from prior convictions in Wisconsin. He had been incarcerated at Norton since April of this year. One of the nation's last remaining vaudeville theaters is about to undergo a major facelift. Officials with the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita announced this morning that they have raised most of the funding they need for a full-scale renovation, which will start next summer. Plans call for new flooring, seats, and other updates. Orpheum director Stacy Olden says the theater is already a regional attraction, but the upgrades will draw more concerts and other performances.
When this theater is restored, the value is going to feel completely different, and I do think this community is just going to embrace it fully.
The project is estimated to cost $9.5 million. Supporters are hoping to raise the final $2.6 million needed as part of a new second century campaign. The Orpheum opened in 1922 as a vaudeville theater. It will close for about a year during the restoration project. Clear skies tonight, low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. We're expecting a high in the upper 80s. It's 86 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. It's 5:35.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. From rural Kansas to the casinos of Las Vegas to the horse tracks of California, the new movie On Swift Horses is based on the novel by Kansas native Shannon Pufall. The book has now been turned into a film. KPR's Kay McIntyre visited with Pufall shortly after her book came out in 2019.
In your message to readers, I wanted to write a Western that was set in a modern era.
That's been Shannon Pufall speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Pufall is the author of the 2019 novel On Swift Horses. Pufall was born in Topeka, grew up in Barrington, and now teaches at Stanford University. A film version of her book will premiere this weekend at the Toronto International Film Festival. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Coming up in our next few minutes, a report on Americans at the U.S. Open. It's been a bit of a drought for American tennis for a while. Get an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then we will have a conversation with a woman whose cousin was one of the six hostages recently killed by Hamas, whose body was recovered over the weekend. That story and more still to come on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is Earn. Our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. Lows around 60 tonight. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.